Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. I just wrapped up a two-episode segment on creating, growing your LinkedIn page and why it's a good idea for sports teams. That's episode 23 and 24. Today we have a rather unique episode. What the Barbie movie teaches us about collecting emails. All right. I noticed something super interesting that I think can help you grow your fan base and sell more tickets. You've undoubtedly heard about the Barbie movie and all the hype around its release. What's crazy is that most people don't even really know what the movie is actually about. As of recording this podcast, 337 million is how much the Barbie movie has earned at the box office worldwide. If you're curious, Oppenheimer comes in at 174.2 million across the globe. So how is the Barbie movie generating so much hype where the plot is relatively unknown and toy sales are sluggish? Partnerships. Barbie has partnered with hundreds of brands and companies, including Burger King, Pinkberry Frozen Yogurt, Gap, Bloomingdale's, the Bumble dating app, Ruggable Rugs, Moonbrush toothbrushes, Uno cards, and more. Rather than going the traditional marketing route of spending a bunch of money on commercials, movie trailer placements, they formed partnerships which have created viral hype around the movie. Here's a few things that they did. Their budget was about $150 million. That's their marketing budget. Here's the breakdown of some of the things that they did. They partnered with a website to make custom Barbie posters. They partnered with Progressive Insurance. They partnered with Airbnb to create life-size replica of Barbie's Malibu Dream House. And they even had a collaboration with Burger King to create a pink burger. So what do all of these businesses have in common? Number one, large email lists. Number two, large social media followings. And these brands currently advertise. So how can we as sports teams use the idea of partnerships to grow our email list? When I talk partnerships, most teams are thinking, well, this is a corporate sponsorship, corporate partnership. I'm thinking completely different. I'm thinking from a marketing partnership side of things. Another way to think about this is borrowing other people's audiences. All right, here's a concept to think through. Think about 5 to 7 companies in your town that have a huge email list or a huge social media following. This could be your local YMCA, could be a sponsor, nonprofit, local businesses, or other youth sports programs. Think about, how can I come up with a way to leverage their list and their social media channels to collect and grow my email list? Let's say you offer your local YMCA a tabling opportunity at one of your games and a block of complimentary tickets. In return, they send out 5 emails to their list and 3 social posts on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook to promote your Enter to Win. Now, of course, that Enter to Win contest is something that would appeal to the families that are involved with the YMCA. Now you're thinking about this. Okay, how can I use their list, their social media following, to grow my email list? So doing a partnership like that where you're giving up maybe some inventory at your facility, if it's tickets or having a tabling or what have you, that is a great way where you can leverage someone else's list, someone else's following. You use their marketing to help drive subscribers your way. It's worth looking into, especially if you have a very, very small budget. If you're finding value with the content that I've been creating, please share it with someone just like you, someone who's working in sports, trying to grow their fan base and get more fans to game. This fun Barbie episode, because that's what this is all about, how Barbie teaches us about collecting more email addresses. You know, at the end of each episode, I give you a plan of action. These are the main takeaways that you can immediately implement to grow your fan base and sell more tickets. Idea number one, think through partnerships. What are some opportunities in your town? What are some groups that have large email lists, large social media followings, or maybe currently advertise? How could you piggyback on some of the things that they're doing or create a partnership that they help promote you and you build your email list? Maybe you put things into buckets. This is takeaway number two. Bucket number one may be, here's a group of folks who have large email lists. Here's a group of folks who have a large social media following. Here's a group of folks who currently advertise. What could you go to them to offer them that they might see value in return, they would help promote what you have going on? And takeaway number three, if you don't have any money to spend on this, you can give up inventory, but if you've got a little bit of money, why not throw it to some of these folks to see if it would turn around? You can't find a good ROI on some of the billboards because you look at that as impressions, but you can track email signups from, in this case, we talked about the YMCA. If you know what the average order value is from someone who's on your email list, you know exactly, hey, I have to collect X amount of email addresses to make this worth my while. You don't know, some of these folks might have really engaged email lists or really engaged social media lists, but creating a partnership would be great for you because you're leveraging someone else's email list. And that's exactly what the marketing team did with the Barbie movie. They went to Progressive Insurance and they did a partnership. They went to Airbnb and they did a partnership to build Barbie's Malibu Dream House. And they went to Burger King, and they created a pink burger. So think through that. If you're not sure where to start or just need some additional support, head over to sportsmarketingmachine.com and schedule a call. I supercharge your marketing team so that they can grow your fan base and help you sell more tickets. Until next time.